8th graders from Two Rivers Community School discuss history, policy, and current events of U.S. immigration. Please take a listen.
My name's Sophia, and
my name's Jacob.
We're going to be talking about deferred action for childhood arrivals. DACA was implied in 2014 under Obama, and the program was for individuals who were brought to the United States as children without legal permission. Or I'm sorry, not 2012. And we're going to be talking about why we should keep DACA.
So, since President Trump has become president, he's obviously against DACA, and he's trying to end it as soon as September 2019. And we think that all the kids on the roster for DACA should be kept on, because if we take that away, then they'll have to move back to Mexico, and that could cause an opportunities being ripped away from them, and they wouldn't get as good of an education.
I think that with DACA, kids were brought here and the United States helped fund their education and their living circumstances, and taking them back to a country that they're from, they don't know what that country's like since they've been in the United States at such a young age, that it's almost inhumane to send them back to a country where they don't know and they're not comfortable with. So DACA is deferred action for children or for childhood arrivals, and I think it's a protection policy for young children who didn't have the option to come here, and who were brought with parents who probably weren't legal either.
Yeah, I think it's a good program, and I feel like if we took it away, it might just do more damage than good. Just because you have all these kids going back to Mexico, and, you know, when the kids get older, then they could be offered jobs and they could be working in the workforce, versus if we just sent them back, then we'd never really know the potential that those kids had if they'd have stayed in America.
So that's what we're trying to say. I think DACA should still be applied to people who were here, I mean, in, like, past tense, came on DACA, and I think they should still have a chance in America instead of going back to a country where they don't really know. There's studies that show that DACA helped with obviously less immigrants or illegal immigrants, and then also poverty. So, like, I have to find where it is, I'm sorry, but it shows that poverty has decreased since DACA's been implied.
This has been a collaboration between Mr. Shepherd's 8th grade U.S. history class, Two Rivers Community School, KDNK, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for listening.